Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Yesterday, I told you I had an exciting announcement, and this is it. Today, as you are listening to the 1,000th episode of Pray Every Day. 1,000. Is that not amazing? And to celebrate, I worked really hard on creating an ebook just for Pray Every Day listeners. This is exclusively for you. It's nowhere else. And so you can get it at marydemuth.com/prevail. It is a 65-page ebook of 31 days of working through spiritual warfare and the battle that you're facing every single day. And so I just pray that that book would bless you. And it's my gift to you to celebrate this 1,000th episode to Pray Every Day. Again, that's marydemuth.com/prevail. Prevail, P-R-E-V-A-I-L. So let's celebrate together as we read Genesis chapter 26 in the Message. This is what it says. There was a famine in the land, as bad as the famine during the time of Abraham, and Isaac went down to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, in Gerar. God appeared to him and said, "Don't go down to Egypt. Stay where I tell you. Stay here in the land. I'll be with you and bless you. I'm giving you and your children all these lands, fulfilling the oath that I swore to your father Abraham. I'll make your descendants as many as the stars in the sky and give them all these lands. All the nations of earth will get a blessing for themselves through your descendants. And why? Because Abraham obeyed my summons and kept my charge, my commands, my guidelines, my teachings." So Isaac stayed put in Gerar. The men of the place questioned him about his wife. He said, "She's my sister." He was afraid to say, "She's my wife." He was thinking, "These men might kill me to get Rebekah, and she's so beautiful." One day, after they had been there quite a long time, Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, looked out his window and saw Isaac fondling his wife, Rebekah. Abimelech sent for Isaac and said, "So she's your wife. Why did you tell us she's my sister?" Isaac said, "Because I thought I might get killed by someone who wanted her." Abimelech said, "But think of what you might have done to us. Given a little more time, one of the men might have slept with your wife. You would have been responsible for bringing guilt down on us." Then Abimelech gave orders to his people, "Anyone who so much as lays a hand on this man or his wife dies." Isaac planted crops in that land and took a huge harvest. God blessed him. The men got richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy. He accumulated flocks and herds and many, many servants, so much so that the Philistines began to envy him. They got back at him by throwing dirt and debris into all the wells his father's servants had dug back in the days of his father Abraham, clogging up all the wells. Finally, Abimelech told Isaac, "Leave, you've become far too big for us." So Isaac left. He camped in the valley of Gerar and settled down there. Isaac dug again the wells, which were dug again. Isaac dug again the wells, which were dug in the days of his father Abraham, but had been clogged up by the Philistines after Abraham's death, and he renamed them using the original names his father had given them. One day, as Isaac's servants were digging in the valley, they came on a well of spring water. The shepherds of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's shepherds, claiming, "This water's ours." So Isaac named the well Esek, quarrel, because they quarreled over it. They dug another well, and there was a difference over that one also, so he named it Sitna, accusation. He went on from there and dug yet another well, but there was no fighting over this one, so he named it Rehoboth, wide open spaces, saying, "Now God has given us plenty of space to spread out in the land." From there he went to Beersheba. That very night God appeared to him and said, "I am the God of Abraham your father. Don't fear a thing because I'm with you. I'll bless you and make your children flourish because of Abraham my servant." Isaac built an altar there and prayed, calling on God by name. He pitched his tent and his servants started digging another well. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahazath, his advisor, and Phicol, the head of his troops. Isaac asked them, "Why did you come to me? You hate me. You threw me out of your country." They said, "We've realized that God is on your side. We'd like to make a deal between us, a covenant that we may maintain friendly relations. We haven't bothered you in the past. We treated you kindly and let you leave us in peace. So God's blessing be with you." Isaac laid out a feast and they ate and drank together. Early in the morning, they exchanged oaths. Then Isaac said goodbye and they parted as friends. Later that same day, Isaac's servants came to him with the news about the well they had been digging. "We struck water." Isaac named the well Sheba, Oath, and that's the name of the city, Beersheba, Oath Well, to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, daughter of Elon the Hittite. They turned out to be thorns in the sides of Isaac and Rebekah. mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this story. And Lord, I pray right now I would not be a thorn in someone's side. And I pray for my friends who may be experiencing thorns in the sense of other people harming them or being difficult. And so, Lord, I also remember 2 Corinthians 12 about the thorn in the flesh and how that caused Paul to thank you for his weaknesses, that the power of you may be strong in him. And so I pray that for my friends listening today, that those thorns in our lives, and sometimes their people, would simply cause us to run to you and to find our solace in you. Lord, those blessings that Isaac received from you, I pray them over my listeners today. I thank you that you are their God, that you are their Father, that they do not need to fear a thing because you are with them. Lord, I pray that you would bless them and make their children, if they have them, flourish because of your great love and your great power. Lord, that's such a beautiful word, flourish, and I need it and they need it and we need flourishing. Just as Isaac was digging so many wells and trying to find those places of refreshment, Lord, we have spent our lives digging in the desert looking for wells, and you are the greatest well. You are the one who refreshes us and makes us new. And so, Lord, we want to drink deeply from the well that you have provided, the river of life flowing outside, from inside to outside, Lord. You are that great water. You are the one who sustains us. And so, Lord, we just continually and right now I choose, by the power that you've given me, to surrender my life to you, to submit myself to you. And we just choose to give you everything, every care, every worry, every sickness, every difficult, thorny relationship. We lay in your hands right now. We ask you to take it. And Lord, I personally thank you for sustaining me through 1,000 days of prayer. That is you, Lord. You are to be glorified. You are great. You are powerful. You are amazing to sustain me through that. And you get all the glory, Lord. All praise, all honor, all glory go to you, because you are the one who has sustained me. And so, Lord, I just give you thanks for your power. Thanks for your strength, and thanks for everything that you've done. And I pray a special blessing over those listening today, that they would experience your presence in a way that they could taste and see that you are good. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. I'm just so excited. 1,000th episode, guys. 1,000 days of prayer. Wow. And if you'd like to pick up your very free, and it's long, it's 31 days and 65 pages long, it's free, and it's all about the battle that you face, you can go to marydemuth.com/prevail. That's marydemuth.com/prevail, and it is offered only to you, the listeners of the Pray Every Day podcast. So there you go. I hope you enjoy your gift.